This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gordon to 4P.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
You're still listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and today we unpack company results. This time around, speaking to the group CEO of Barlow World, which is a leading heavy equipment and heavy duty equipment multinational that is making a few moves in the South African industry by looking to unbundle and separately list one of its entities known as ZEDA, a integrated vehicle mobility solutions provider. But before we get into the unbundling, let's talk about some of the numbers. And to tell us more, as mentioned, the group CEO, Dominic Sewela, joins us on the line. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you to you and your listeners.
Fantastic. I think let's get into the numbers first. And looking at the increase in your headline earnings per share of 48.2%, that's not something to be scoffed at. Give us a quick overview of some of the earnings and what has driven this performance.
Yeah, I guess, you know, as you say, you know, these are really good numbers, and largely coming out of, you know, equipment Southern Africa. You know, they had generated, you know, operating profit above the 20%. Similarly, you know, it came out of, you know, the performance of Ingrain, you know, which have improved the EBITDA by 27%. And also you saw Avis, even though we're unbundling the business,
yes,
you know, we reported below the line, but they had stellar performance. You know, nonetheless, Russia performed to the same level as last year, understandably so, because of the war in Ukraine, that has impacted, you know, the ability of that business to outperform. And you would know that we took what we regard as impairment. It's a loss that you take, but it's non-cash, you know, just to reflect the devaluation of assets in a business that's currently constrained to grow because of the war.
Got you. On that, I can imagine that you've had to do recalculations upon recalculations, as there's no clarity as to what end in sight might be regarding the Russia-Ukraine crisis. What impact does that have on your forecasts and financial projections?
So to make it easy for us, you know, we just basically said, if you look at that business, you know, assume that the business is going to operate at break even. Therefore, you know, its contribution is going to be zero going forward. You know, and it's a fairly conservative view, but we feel it reflects the fact that management in territory will focus on complying with various sanctions. They will sell as much as they're allowed to sell. You know, certain products they're not allowed to sell. They're not allowed to sell to certain customers. So therefore, it's understandable, because at the end of the day, we are also trying to retain our staff in territory engaged. We are also trying to make sure that a business can fund itself, and we're not putting money back into the country. So that's how we look at it. If it produces profit next year, it will be a cherry on top.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pleased to say that what you see as our core business after unbundling Avis is Equipment Southern Africa,
mm-hmm,
as well as Equipment Mongolia and Ingrain, which is our staff business. When you look at those three businesses, they are very solid businesses. Whether you measure them by margins, you know, operating margins, we're talking double-digit operating margin.
Yes.
Whether you measure them by cash conversion of EBITDA, they're achieving, you know, conversions above 50%.
Gotcha.
So, you know, that's why we are now saying for growth prospects, you'll be left with businesses that will be able to fund the growth of Barlow World, because as a company that has been around for 120 years,
mm-hmm,
we are preparing ourselves to be around for another 120 years.
Indeed.
And what we have now can propel us.
If I can jump in there, Mr. Sewela, I've often been, Barlow World rather, has been described as a company that really gives us an indication of the performance of the economy. And as you say, long-standing, truly committed. But what cycle are you seeing at the moment, especially from a heavy equipment point of view, and how this rebalancing of your books will likely be, I guess, swayed by some of the macroeconomic factors we're aware of?
I think, you know, the sad part about South Africa is that South Africa should be creating a huge opportunity in terms of infrastructure investment. You know, the sad part about our country, we've got leaders who are big on talking, very, you know, little on executing. Because you would understand as a driver, when you drive around, you know, the infrastructure, there's a lot of potholes. Mm-hmm. That could actually generate and grow the construction industry. If you look at when last did we invest in dams in this country, it's been a while back. So the opportunity for infrastructure is there in South Africa. You know, new roads, you know, and just basically putting decent infrastructure so that local people can have water, people can have electricity and not suffer, you know, this blackout that we suffer. So there is prospects that, you know, one day, hopefully, sooner than later, the government will get its act together and actually do something and says, we're committing, you know, like they did, you know, during Thabo Mbeki's era, where they committed capital to infrastructure, and we hope, you know, they'll be able to get to that. But having said that, the other segment that, you know, is going to give us, you know, a wind behind our tail is mining.
Yes.
Because South Africa is the mining territory, and currently, when you look at commodity prices like coal, they are very high because the energy mix globally is impacted by the war in Russia and Ukraine. You've seen the oil prices going up. You know, you're seeing all other commodities prices going up. And when you look at the order book of equipment in Southern Africa, it consists of, you know, order books from that sector as well as the energy sector.
Yes. Fantastic. So at least the growth prospects are there. But as you say, we need a really strong commitment in terms of camaraderie as well as partnership. I do want us to end off with the excitement regarding the listing of Avis, which will now trade under the name of Zeta. Help us unpack the rationale behind this and maybe reflect on a few consumer aspects that have influenced this decision, including the earnings and operating environment in South Africa.
I think, you know, that's a very good story there because, you know, I think back 2020, Avis was in trouble. You know, due to COVID, you know, we had to fleet down from 27,000 vehicles almost all the way down to about, you know, 14,000 vehicles. To date, local South Africans picked up, you know, by traveling in the country because inbound tourists were not there.
Yes.
We produced, you know, various products that South Africans supported that brand. And we also introduced on the leasing side, you know, commercial vehicles, you know, that have done well. But more importantly, we introduce what we call a bio-world business system that focuses at eliminating waste, you know, turning around the cars quick enough for people to have them and increasing our utilization of vehicles. That has made the business very profitable. And so I am very excited that, you know, when they are now listed,
mm-hmm.
customers will experience a well-focused management that is really attentive to that business, and capital will be allocated to that business because our world was constraining the growth of that business from a capital point of view.
Got you. And in terms of the consumer dynamics, should we anticipate anything different in terms of the company's operations in the country and interactions with consumers?
I think there's a lot of investment that is being made in terms of digital. You know, but I guess the constraint in the business currently is OEMs providing vehicles. I mean, if you go to any, you know, airport, I mean, you look at the queue, you know, people waiting for vehicles. And that will take a bit of time up until, you know, OEMs are able to provide enough vehicles for Avis to be able, you know, to meet the customer demand because it's a loved brand and therefore they need to make sure that they have the vehicle when the customer require it, but more importantly, also making it easy in interface between the customer and Avis in terms of a digital platform.
Got you. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Mr. Siwela. We're looking forward to the kudu horns being blown and the floor of the JSE when the listing will take place, and of course the exciting opportunity this offers South African investors. And all the best going forward with your endeavors at Barlow World with its new focused portfolio. Thank you so much for your
time. Thank you so much. Cheers, bye.
Fantastic. That's Dominic Siwela, the Group CEO of Barlow World.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.